All right, what's up, guys, and thank you for joining Trump Support Nation once again with your host, Charles Embury. This one is just going to be a quick talk. I'm not doing an actual full podcast. I'm just going to be talking about a few things that went on in recent days. I had just a couple things on my mind, and I wanted to bring them to you, the Trump Support Nation. So thank you guys for joining once again. I hope you liked the podcast that I released yesterday. I thought that was a very good podcast. It was a good sit down. If you haven't listened to it, please listen to it. It is Country in Chaos is the name of the episode. I break down all that's going on right now and my views on what's going on in our country today. So I do want you to sit down and look at that, guys. Appreciate joining, and I appreciate y'all that did listen to the Country in Chaos episode that I released yesterday. So today I do first want to talk about sleepy, creepy Joe Biden. The guy that's sleepy. He's very sleepy. Doesn't know where he's at half of the time. And this is crazy because well, the crazy thing to me right now is that was the guy that the Democratic establishment wanted to be nominee for the Democratic Party. That's who their nominee is, guys. Joe Biden, the guy that doesn't even know where he's at half the time. Forgot what the Declaration of Independence was. He's a very crazy guy. He fiends to smell women's hair and rub their necks and rub on little kids. Creepy Joe Biden. Telling you guys right now, I don't understand why they wanted him to be there. They could have got anybody. They could have got Buttigieg. They could have got him in there. They could have. It was, guys, listen, it's not who the people, the Democrats, the Democratic establishment, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, all these guys, they worked on this big scheme, and they all wanted Joe Biden, and that's who they got. They think that Joe Biden can beat, is the better candidate to beat President Trump in this upcoming election. So that is who they, that's who they put in as a nominee, guys. Thank you all for coming to Oklahoma. We love Oklahoma. I love it here. Hey, Joe, sir. You're in Florida. Oh, in Florida, I'm sorry. You remember the sit down? Have you guys seen that sit down? If you haven't seen the interview, if you haven't seen the interview with Chris Wallace, Fox News Sunday, you have to do that. Hear my dog barking. What are you barking about? You do have to go listen to the Chris Wallace sit down, the interview. You guys definitely have to go listen to that. He called him Chuck at the end. So at the end of the end, he was loopy. Guys, he looks like he's staring straight through you. Have you noticed that he just looks dazed? You don't even have to listen to him speak to know that he is mentally ill in some way, shape, or form, that there is something wrong with him. He is dazed out 24/7. His eyes look through you. He's just dazed. He's out there all the time. You can see it in his eyes. But the whole interview, he was dazed. He was loopy. And at the end of the interview, Chris Wallace told him, thank you for coming on, Mr. Vice President. And he said, thank you, Chuck. He said, yeah, it's Chris, but yeah, thank you. He said, oh, I'm sorry. He said, I done that. He said, I can't believe I just called you Chuck. He said, no, I can't believe I just called you Chris, is what he said. He said, no, you just called me Chuck. He said, oh, yeah, I called you Chris. That's it. I mean, Chuck, yeah, I don't even know. You ever seen him do that? He's just like, I don't know, you know what I mean. He's just like, everybody can read minds. He does that all the time. He'll get up on stage and he'll say, yeah, and that's exactly what it is. And that's you know what I'm talking about. You know, don't you? You already know what I'm talking about before I say anything, because I don't even know what the hell. No, you don't even know what you're talking about, Joe. You don't even know what you're talking about, Joe. You need to sit down, buddy. You need to go to the doctor. Oh, yeah, he said he gets examined all the time. I thought that was pretty funny. Said he gets examined all the time and he's fine. No, you are lying to the American people. You know damn well there is something wrong with you, Joe. I said yesterday in my podcast that he looks like the face of the visiting angels. You know what I'm talking about? The visiting angels. Visiting angels, America's choice in home care. And then Joe Biden pops up. Hey, everybody. Joe Biden has dementia. I'm telling you guys right now. And I seen a poll the other day, and I'm not exactly sure, guys. I can't tell you exactly what poll it is because I seen it on somebody's show. I seen it on somebody's podcast. I think it was 51% of voters, guys, and this is registered Democrats and registered Republicans, both, and independents that are voting. It was 51% say that Joe Biden has something wrong with him in the head, that he is loopy, that he is kooky, that he is crazy. This man is over the hill so far, he's just gone. You can't see him anymore. He went over the hill and ran all the way through the field and went down another hill. This guy is loopy. And this is who the Democratic Party wants to put in. Guys, I promise you, if Joe Biden gets elected this year, 2020, and he does have a good chance, I hate to say it, if Joe Biden gets elected in 2020, our country is done for, guys. Our country is done for. There's going to be riots and chaos every day. You think? And they say, oh, no, well, Donald Trump is starting wars, and Donald Trump is racist, and he's the one killing all the black people. There's black people unfortunately being... That is one thing that I'm going to tell you. I disagree with you, and I will argue with you to the end because I have facts. You guys argue on emotions. I argue on facts. You know why? Because I'm a Republican. Democrats don't do that. They just want to... You're racist. You hate black people. All right. Calm down, Lisa. Calm down. Calm down. No, guys. And with all seriousness, there is not black people being unproportionately killed by police officers. It is just a fact. Actually, there are more white people every year killed by police officers than black people. Yeah, and that is, and some of that is because there's the population. You know, there's more white than black. That's just obvious. Listen, guys. I want you, when you get those stats, you can't just say, oh, well, this is how many black people's killed, this is how many white people's killed. No matter the color, I want you to look at the stats of how many of those were justified and how many of those were unjustified. That's what you have to look at. You have to look at justified and unjustified. Because I guarantee you 90% of those cases where anybody was shot by police or killed by police, black or white, it doesn't matter. If you look at those, I guarantee you at least 80 to 90% of those are justifiable. A lot of those are justifiable. A lot of those are not just, they're out here killing. Guys, the police are not just out here killing black people because they're black. That is not what happens. That is false. That is false information. This is why we say fake news, okay? And it divides our country. Here's what happens. I want to break this down to you guys. The Democratic Party gets on there and they tell all the fake news is their baby. It's like they're with each other. I mean, they're kissing each other's ass. That's straight up. They're kissing each other's ass. They're bending over and letting them do it. And the Democratic Party gets on TV, on the fake news channels. And they're, oh, well, you know, the police officers are killing every day. We have facts. No, you don't. You do not have facts. You are lying to the American people. And now we have chaos in our country. That is why I said country in chaos. Our country is in chaos because of the Democratic Party. Because of the fake news media, they get on TV and they tell everybody this is what's going on. And now you have everybody believing it, just the ones that took the bait. So if you took the bait, you need to study a little bit more. You need to stop arguing with emotions and argue with facts. Every one of you in the Democratic Party need to, and I'm talking to the American people, you need to wake up and realize what is going on in our country. It is because of the fake news media. You took the bait and now you're out here barking. burning stores down, looting, rioting, burning businesses, putting families out of jobs so they can't feed their family. This is what you guys are doing. And it pisses me. It makes me so mad that people cannot open their eyes and see what's going on in our country. They are dividing it through the middle. They say, Donald Trump, you need to unite people. No, Donald Trump is trying to unite. You are dividing because of political purposes. This is because of political gains. You're taking political shots. You say Trump's a racist, and that is the biggest. You can say racist, and as soon as you say racist, it is over for anybody. You are lying to the American people. President Trump is not a racist person. He is not a racist person. He is standing up for our country. Every single person in this country, he is trying to help. The lowest black unemployment ever in our country. The lowest unemployment for all minorities in our country in history. That's a record. That is how we really help people. We get them jobs. That is how you really help the American people. You get them jobs. You get them money. You build the economy up so they can get better neighborhoods. This is how you really, truly help the American people. You don't help anything by getting on the news and putting false facts out. Ooh, black people are being killed unproportionately. No, they're not. You need to stop. You need to tell the American people the truth and stop taking political gains. Because I promise you this, one day it is going to backfire on you. God is watching every move that you make. You are doing this for politics. You are doing this to put money in your pockets. And guys, I do want to say that the Black Lives Matter movement is ran by white Democratic politicians. These people make millions and millions of dollars off of Black Lives Matter, and you are feeding into it. If you are a part of Black Lives Matter, you are feeding into white politicians lining their pockets with your $100 bills, millions at a time. That's what you're doing to our country. The only time that Black Lives Matters to this group or to the Democratic Party or to the fake news media is when a white police officer takes that life. If any other black person is killed in our country, they do not give a shit. They don't put their name on the news. They don't put hashtags. They don't protest. They don't riot. They don't even mention their name one time. They only care is, do you know why they only care? They only care when it's a white police officer, because that's what catches attention. That's what is a political story. That's what makes the country go up in chaos, and it hurts Donald Trump's election chances. That's all this is about. This is not about Black Lives Matter. This is about getting President Trump out of office and putting a Democrat in the White House. That is all this is about. They don't care about the American people. They don't have plans on how they're going to help the American people, because all they do is work 24/7 all day on different ways to get President Trump out of office. It's sad, it's sickening, and it must stop. It has to stop now. Our country is going to go to hell. There is going to be a civil war because of the Democratic Party. Trying to calm down, guys. You got me riled up talking about it. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It is a ridiculous situation that is going on in our country because of the Democratic Party, the fake news, and Hollywood. CNN gets on there and, oh, President Trump's a racist. He's a Nazi. He's out here slaughtering black people every day. He hates everybody. This, that, and the other. It's ridiculous. It's sad. Very sad. Guys, I done got caught up around, and then got all excited and mad. Crazy, man. But I just wanted to talk to you guys for a minute. I do appreciate all of you that listened to my show yesterday. I'm going to have some more shows come out here in a few days. This was just a little quick thing. I just wanted to talk to all of you guys and tell you my views. I had to get that off my chest. I've been mad all day because everything that I see on there is Black Lives Matter. But you know what I see when I actually look into to what's going on in our country and don't just watch fake news channels? I see there was a little 7-year-old girl, a black baby, shot and killed for crossing a barrier. Why does her life not matter to you, Black Lives Matter group? Why? Why does her life not matter to you? You know why? Because she wasn't a white police officer. That's why. It's sad. Black on black crime. There's black people killed every day for black on black crime. There is also 400,000 babies that can't have the chance to live because of abortions set up by, again, the Democratic Party. It's very sad. I want to thank each and every one of you guys for joining my channel. I appreciate it very, very much. If you can, please, please do me a favor. Listen, guys, I am trying to. I've had a very rough life, but I'm doing good now. God bless me. I'm trying to work my way up to politics. I'm trying to work my way up in the poll, and I want somebody to vote for me one day. Excuse me, I want somebody to vote for me one day so I can really help change American people. So please, please, please hit the share button. Get this out. Please share on every social media platform that you can. Like, comment. I've got something for you guys. If you can share this episode, like it, share it, and tag a friend, two friends in it. I will pick randomly one person to win $50. I will send you $50 to one person. So please share. But I got to get a few people in there, not two or three people. I got to get a bunch of people to share and like. So please share, like, and then tag two friends. And you have a chance to win a $50 card or $50 from me. I will send you the money. Thank you all very, very, very much for listening to Trump Support Nation with your host, Charles Ambergy. And guys, I do want to say thank you for getting me up to a lot of viewers. I'm getting up there in viewers now. Yesterday, I had 543 viewers in 5 minutes. So we are getting up there. So I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. And also, guys, I do want to tell you that President Trump is live exclusively on Hannity coming up on Fox News Channel. So go check that out. Our amazing president is going to speak. Thank you for joining Trump Support Nation. Your host, Charles Ambergy, and I will be making more soon. Thank you. Trump, Trump, Trump. Support, support, support.